I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 25th, 2024. The Mount Diablo Amateur Radio Club held its successful convention, Pacificon 2024, in San Ramon, California, October 18th through the 20th. The convention drew radio amateurs from throughout the populous Bay Area of California and beyond, and annually hosts the ARRL Pacific Division Convention. The organizing committee works all year long on pulling together an impressive program. This year included an exceptional lineup of forums, seminars, hands-on activities, and exhibits. But the standout this year was the tremendous effort to include and engage young hams and prospective hams. Pacificon coincided with the largest scouting event in the world, Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, as radio amateurs and radio clubs around the world got scouts on the air to promote friendship and global citizenship. Pacificon partnered with the Boy Scouts of America Golden Gate Area Council to get dozens of scouts to attend the convention. The scouts were led by their troop leaders in small groups to meet with ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, and his wife Cindy Goodgame, K5CYN, for a short introduction to radio and wireless technology, ham radio, and ARRL. The Scouts also got on the air using the most recognized call sign in the world, W1AW. Special event station W1AW/6 was sponsored by the Palo Alto Amateur Radio Association. Many young hams also attended, including those accompanying parents and grandparents. Among them was ARRL East Bay Section Youth Coordinator Alexis Nethan, KM6LGG, a 17-year-old from Alameda County, and San Joaquin Valley Youth Coordinator Shane Lewis, K5SML, both youth coordinators and general class licensees, and they are involved in a variety of activities throughout their sections to attract and engage more young hams. For instance, Nethan runs a youth net on a local repeater and helps students in her section connect with each other, even online, to discuss ham radio. You can read more on ARRL News, and thanks to Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, ARRL Director of Marketing and Innovation, for contributing this story.